Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Seidel Crops. Good morning, Seidel.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Seidel. And today, let's talk bell peppers.
Yes, Danny. Bell peppers, which are also known as sweet peppers, are very popular here in the United States. They come, as you know, in a variety of colors. The most common we probably see at the grocery store are the green, yellow, orange, and red. However, Danny, did you know there are also purple, brown, and even black peppers?
No idea. Had no idea.
Yes, those black ones look really cool. Now, it's good to remember that each shade not only tastes a little different, but also have different nutritional benefits, which is a good reason to eat a rainbow, or in other words, a variety of colors. This, of course, is important when choosing all our fruits and vegetables.
Sure. Well, Seidel, can you explain a little bit about the different flavors and the nutrient content then?
Sure. Bell peppers are a good source of antioxidants and fiber. Mm-hmm. They're also packed with vitamin C. In fact, Danny, red bell peppers contain more vitamin C than the average orange, which to me is pretty amazing.
It really is, yeah.
Now, when it comes to flavor, the green bell peppers are the most bitter since, of course, they're less mature and unripe. Mm-hmm. The yellow is mildly sweet and zesty. The orange has a sweet and fruity flavor. And the red bell pepper, which is my favorite, mm-hmm. is the sweetest since they are fully ripe. They are also the most nutrient-dense variety.
We're talking with Seidel Crops with the Extension Service in Surrey County. We're talking about bell peppers today. So, Seidel, can you give us a few tips to keep in mind, say, when we're shopping for bell peppers?
Yes, of course. In order to make sure you pick peppers that are fresh and flavorful, you want to look for those with vibrant colors and a glossy shine. Mm-hmm. They should be firm and the skin smooth and free of wrinkles.
How about storing them? How do we store the bell peppers?
We want to make sure, Danny, that we keep them refrigerated and avoid moisture. That is to prevent spoilage and mold, of course. Mm-hmm. In order to help keep them dry and to absorb any excess moisture, I generally like keeping a dry paper towel near them, mm-hmm. either in the drawer or the bag where I keep them. And this also helps keep them crispy and tasty.
Well, that leads me to the next question. How long should we store them?
We do not want to store them too long. Mm-hmm. They generally do okay for about a week in the refrigerator. However, if you see you're not going to use them before then, you can always freeze them. Mm-hmm. I like cutting them into strips before I freeze them, and then I can just easily throw them into my stir fry for a quick meal.
Ah, great idea. Our guest is Seidel Crops here on Extension Today on WIFM. We're talking about bell peppers. So bell peppers, should I eat them raw or cook them, Seidel?
Now, that is a good question, Danny, and one I get asked quite often with regard to all vegetables. I would say that it is good to mix it up. Mm-hmm. Maybe on occasion you can enjoy a nice mixed salad with plenty of color. Then at other times you might want to quickly stir fry them. The reason is that the nutrient content can change when we decide to cook them. Mm-hmm. For example, we can lose the vitamin C if we're cooking them on high, prolonged heat. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, vitamin A is more readily absorbed when cooked with a little bit of fat, such as olive oil, which I love.
Ah, yeah. Great information, Seidel. Any last things you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Lastly, I would love to share a very simple recipe that I have for stuffed bell peppers, which is really good. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the recipes we feature with the Expanded Food and Nutrition Education Program, or FNEP for short. Mm-hmm. And that's a program that I work here at Surrey Cooperative Extension with.
Right.
In order to do this, if you or anyone listening today is interested in the recipe, Danny, you can reach out to me. Mm-hmm. by calling our office at 336 401-8025. Or if anyone prefers, they can just wait till it comes out on our website at Surrey Cooperative Extension website and see our August newsletter, since I will be posting it there next month.
Terrific. Great information today. Fun topic, too. Bell peppers. Saydell Crops, thank you so much for sharing all that great information today. It is always a pleasure to chat with you, and look forward to our next time, and I hope you have a terrific rest of the day.
You too, Danny, and thank you for having me.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today, right here, 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.